Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So Union Federation COSATU is mobilizing for a national strike on Monday, this coming Monday, the 7th of October. COSATU national spokesperson Zanele Sabela is on the line with us. A very good evening for your time, and thank you so much for your time. Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having us.
What are you calling a strike for on Monday?
We are calling a strike to raise pertinent issues that are affecting the working class and the poor, and that being unemployment, a very high unemployment rate in this country, poverty and inequality. Currently, 11.3 people around the country need jobs. This includes people who were at some point looking for jobs, couldn't find any employment, and therefore have been discouraged and have stopped looking. But that doesn't mean that they don't need jobs. They still need those jobs. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the issues that we are complaining about. We also, we're looking at the fact that as much as so many people need jobs, there are currently, you know, rampant retrenchments that are going on. You will know about Siriti, the mining company that is wanting to retrench more than 1,100 people. And, you know, on average, one job actually supports about seven people. So when you look at the repercussions of that, it's really quite huge. And also the other company is Pick n Pay. Pick n Pay is actually thinking about retrenching about 12,000 workers. That is quite a lot of people to want to, you know, like offload and have on the streets all of a sudden. So that's another problem that we're looking at. At the mining in Daba today, apparently it came up that about 7,000 jobs were lost in the second quarter. And that is excluding, you know, what I mentioned about Siriti. Also, earlier in the year, Sibanye Stillwater cut like 2,000 jobs and actually confirmed that in the 18 months prior, they had cut about 11,500 jobs. So that needs to stop. We can't say we need work, but then in the meantime, we are cutting the very few jobs that we have. Also, we've also seen how in recent times, there's been an attack on collective bargaining. You know, when workers come together and speak in one voice and sit across from a group of employers or just one employer and, you know, put their demands on the table, we've seen employers renege on signed wage agreements. And what is even more worrying is it doesn't exclude government. Case in point is the ousted mayor of Tshwane, who was ousted last week. He actually came in and refused to pay for two years increases that had already been negotiated and agreed upon, and he just plain simply refused to pay. Applied for exemptions, didn't get them, and now he approached court, and so that is still to be heard in court. And so it's those kind of situations that we're dealing with. And then at Macro Masmat, they were having wage negotiations, and they actually fired 600 people because they said they had violated picketing rules. And that wage negotiation took about 14 months to actually finalize. And then in the end, where we are sitting now is those 600 people that were fired are still not back at their jobs, and that is also going to court. So we can't have a situation where every wage negotiation eventually ends up in court. I mean, I'm sure it's a situation that we don't want to see. And the other thing that we have a problem with is government's austerity measures that it's been observing, and now it's even worse because now it's going to affect the education of our children with budget cuts in the basic education department. There will be teachers who are losing jobs, and when that happens, it means now a teacher who was in a very strange position because one teacher had to deal with about 60 children in the class, and now they're looking at having one teacher to 80 children if those budget cuts come through. So that's not a situation that you would want your class to be sitting in, your child to be sitting in. And so that is another one of the problems that we have. And then we also not very happy with the snail's pace at which people who have been implicated in corruption are being prosecuted by the NPA. We haven't seen much. The Zondo Commission cost the country about $1 billion rents. And for in terms of that, we haven't seen too many bodies behind bars in terms of that. And so these are these and plenty more others. Oh, yeah. One very important thing is the high cost of living. High cost of living in this country, we've seen prices of bread go up by more than CPI. But on the other side, you are not getting those in terms of wage increases. You're just not getting the. So people are struggling to feed their families. With Eskom wanting to take electricity up by, you know, close to 40%, it really is a situation that is untenable, and we would want to highlight these things.
So, I mean, some of these issues that you're raising, for me, are policy issues. You're an alliance partner with the ANC, who I'm sure you are privy to spaces where you can very, very firmly, even away from the public's eye, raise these issues and move it forward. Do you think going to the Department of Labor and marching on Monday is going to yield any results?
So that's the other thing. The other thing is we might have an alliance partner in the ANC, but the ANC is not, you know, the government is now changed. Government is now the GNU. And in the last 2 days, we've seen the most incredible things in that the DA has come out and said, you know, it doesn't want the national minimum wage to go up. In the Act, in the National Minimum Wage Act, it actually stipulates that the minimum wage must be adjusted every year. The people who are covered by the minimum wage are actually at this point when they used to, like some workers used to be paid 6 rand an hour, and now they are being paid 27 rand 58 cents. It has actually seen about 6 million people be moved out, you know, like be carried out of poverty and be made to be decent workers. Domestic workers are in there, construction workers, hospitality workers. We all saw that TikTok video of the young woman who was working at that restaurant, that French restaurant, Babel or something like that, and how literally this business owner was having young workers subsidize his business. They were working only for tips. And this young woman said, you know, I came home with 100 rands today, but then when the cutlery goes missing, whether it was missing or not, then he wanted to take 200 rands. I am holding 100 rands. You want 200 rands out of me. Basically, I don't know if this person was a French national, came into the country, opened the business, and expected our young people to subsidize his business. So that's one.
Because you've been, you know, there are many things that you are throwing at me and we need to engage here. Even if this is a GNU, the government policies haven't changed because suddenly government has got other partners. It is still government. So that's not what I'm not quibbling with you about, you know, the fact that you need to be asking government to change. But policies haven't changed. So essentially, I'm asking whether the march to the Department of Labor alone is going to yield any results, because you are asking for policy changes, which I don't think the Department of Labor can do.
We're not just marching to the Department of Labor. You'll know that this is a national march. And so, you know, in different provinces, we'll be targeting different, very, very different employers. For one, the one here in Gauteng will be going to the JSE. It will be going to BUSA. It will also be going to Discovery in terms of the NHI, because they are some of the people that are opposing the NHI, which no one in this country will say, no, we don't need universal, you know, health care cover in this country. We all need that. So different marches will be targeting different you know, entity to go and drop off a memorandum. And also, that's the other thing. The other thing about, you know, some people have said, can't you talk about these issues sectorially? But you see, we are engaging sectorally. But then when we all together speak as one to say workers as a whole are not very happy in this country in terms of 1, 2, 3, and therefore we are just amplifying the message on that one day, which, by the way, is the World Day of Decent Work, which would cover those young people who are working at that restaurant. We've also seen how some other restaurants actually told, when the inspector showed up, they told their employees to go into the ceiling. Now imagine, you are somebody's mother, you are somebody's father, and now you're being told, quickly, quickly, jump up into the ceiling. It's not very decent, and that's not how people should be treated.
The NEGLEC vehicle, does it not seem to be working?
No, the NEGLEC vehicle does work. It does work. You know, it worked very well in terms of the two-pot system that COSATU first proposed in 2020, and have seen that. I mean, it's taken 5 years to get to the point where on the 1st of September, people were now, you know, able to submit their withdrawal forms and actually get some money out. It does work, but like I say, you know, you can't admit, like, you can't bring everything all at once on one table. And so that's why we are using this day to put all the issues on the table, to say these are the things we are very unhappy about.
So you are asking for everybody to shut down, all workers to shut down on Monday, this coming Monday?
We will be asking for workers to actually join the pickets, join the marches. If we don't stand up and speak for ourselves and make our voices heard, who is going to speak for us?
COSATU National Spokesperson Zanele Sabela, thank you so much for your time. No, you read my mind. I really was hoping to hear from you. 086-00-00959, and send us those voice notes as well on 063-688-0959. Sonny Boy in Benoni, your comment on the COSATU strike that is supposed to be happening on Monday. Good evening.
Good evening, and your guest.
She's gone. COSATU,
you want to, but my Mzani, are they marching?
Yeah, that's
On Monday.
Yeah, that's what
companies are trying to retrench people. People are not to a union. And then they say they are marching. So why don't you, COSATU, march on Saturday or march on Sunday? So that people can please go to work and try to save some jobs that they got. Because at the end of the day, those people are going to march. And the very same companies that the COSATU is trying to fight them, and then they fire those people. What are they going to say? What are they going to do? This is what I want to know from the lady you are talking to.
Yeah, that's Sonny Boy in Benoni. Bruno in Joburg. Good evening and welcome, Bruno.
Hi, this is Bruno from Johannesburg.
Hi, Bruno.
I like to, on the COSATU march for tomorrow, which I think...
Monday.
The right... Monday, sorry. I think it's the right of every worker to protest, and the cost of living is through the roof. I just don't know if it's going to be very efficient, because cost of living is affecting even the business itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, the business can't afford to pay a decent salary because there is no business. I mean, there's 40%, almost 40% unemployment in the country. Mm-hmm. And that's not because business doesn't want to pay the workers. There is no business. And that's a government issue. So how is this march going to assist, you know, Department of Labor? What are they going to do about it? Because they can't fix what has been broken in the country for all these years.
Yeah, Bruno. I mean, I think everyone, thanks Bruno for that. Everyone, I think, gets it. Everybody's unhappy about the fact that our employment level is beyond, it's absolutely beyond. Retrenchments are happening everywhere. But the concern is that this particular march, what is it going to achieve? I'm not sure, you know?
I'm of the same opinion. I think this should be taken actually to government, and we should be doing a retrospective analysis of what caused the country to plunge into this economic down spiral, because that's the only thing that's been causing the unemployment is the rampant corruption
and many other things.
And nothing has happened so far, and the country keeps on going down, and Eskom wants to put prices up, and everything just going up, 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 up. But why is it going up? Why do we need to keep on subsidizing, institutions that are not well run? Why we keep on having to subsidize the living or the cost of living of this corrupt people that are governing the country? Why are we having to carry this load while other people, are large? That is not fair for all of us, for business even. I mean, for it can pay to be closing shop. How crazy is that? Mm-hmm. I mean, this a legacy in a country that has been there forever.
Yeah.
And they're closing shop. Pick and pay. Can you imagine that?
Now, Bruno, there in Joburg. My guest this evening is a media personality, McFarlane Malele, who's been listening to this conversation and many others. McFarlane, thank you so much for being with us. Good evening and welcome.
It's an absolute pleasure. I'm on air. Yeah, I need to check.
Definitely, on air.
I'm rusty, you know.
I mean, so you come in on a day when, like all days, actually, sometimes we deal with these very difficult issues. But quickly, your comments on the first two stories that we dealt with, this shutdown on Monday. What's your thought on that?
Shut down and then what? Right? They want policy change. Policy changes don't happen overnight. So they're going to shut down today and then what? Tomorrow the policy is going to change? Stop it. People are unemployed. You raise a very important point, I think, earlier on when you said the fact that there's people that go from day to day just to try and, make some sort of living. So they must stop it. It's posturing. It's a load of it's yes. A load of nonsense.
Glad you remembered.
And government is government, right? They said they've got a government of national unity. Sit around the table, sort issues out, and let's keep it moving, guys. Handlant, we actually don't have time for this. We just want to live in South Africa. Leave us alone.
AfriForum is asking for the DA as well as the FF Plus to walk away from the GNU. Your thoughts on that?
AfriForum and who?
They're asking the DA and the FF Plus to walk away from the GNU.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Do we understand the construct of all those organizations? The DA, the FF Plus, and the DA. Okay, right. Guys, you want to leave the darkies? Okay. Right. It's okay, guys. We'll carry on as we were. As you were.
Let me quickly go to Tepo in Germiston. Hello, Tepo. Good evening and welcome.
Hi.
Hello,
Yeah, man, I'm happy that you have McFarlane Malele there. I used to listen to him.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I never gave you the
age.
Showing
your age.
Yeah, so, guys, really, to this day, our strikers that helped us with anything. All the strikes, they came and they made a mess. And everyone is we are bleeding today because of all the strikes. We are pleading today because of the attitude of the unions towards employers and employees. Because the same unions, when employees call them to ask for help, to come to be represented in places like CCMA, those people are nowhere to be found. You know, and employees are always left with problems that they have to solve with the employers themselves, and those officials are nowhere to be found. And let me tell you something: the officials of those unions are actually living a lavish life. It's like these pastors that are being fed by people today. You know, like you see this new pastors that are happening. That's what those people of the unions are doing to the employees. That, and remember, the employees always contribute on a monthly basis to make sure that the unions are alive. But to this day, that money, no one knows where it goes. It does not help the employees, whether with skills development or anything like that. Nothing. It ends in the pockets of those people, and they've become so big, bigger than the employees, bigger than the whole system itself. And the only thing that they can do is to come and tell us that we need to go to strike. For the who? No.
Sabo and Jemison, thanks for that. And, you know, I think a strike is a right we all have. I do believe in strikes and so on, but I just don't know. I think the unions have lost their touch. I totally think that the unions have not been for the workers for a long time. They have divided workers in this country, and actually they've been responsible for some unfortunate incidents.
The day I see teachers marching because there's pit toilets at schools, that there's not enough smart boards, that the education system needs to change, it needs to be decolonized, etc., etc., etc. The day I see them marching for that, because that's people that actually have an interest in the education of our children in this country, my opinion will change on unions. Just go look at the funds that they have. Look at all the investment funds and all the places where they put in money. You'll realize that this is just a money-making scheme. They've got economies of scale when it comes to the amount of people that are giving them a specific amount of money each and every single month. And it's about what those unions make. And it's about power. It's about leadership. It's got nothing to do with the interests of workers or children or whatever. So I cannot argue any one of them.
Very politicized. I mean, the unions have become very politicized. Listen, let's also talk about what's been happening over the week, right? So, gosh, where do we begin? We saw, Celia's left. Celia's Brink in Tswane left.
Oh, morning, Tata.
And there was a whole party outside.
Yeah.
Do you think he's going to come back?
The DA is
so angry that the DA is spitting mad.
I don't think he's going to come back. And because, you know, more often than not, there's absolutely no room for people that do that to the party. You know, so a lot of times, you know, people are angry. People, you know, sometimes you've got to sit down and say, you know, do I want to feed my kids? Or do you want to be a comrade and go for the struggle? Sometimes you've got to think about feeding your kids and deal with things internally. The minute you go public, it's over.
Did you see Randall's rant yesterday?
Yeah.
And what did you make of that?
I think we're living in very interesting times,
yeah.
Right? I think we're living in very, very interesting times. And, you know, there's a lot of things that are never said. And we, as human beings, we more often than not allow things to get to a point, to boiling point. Mm-hmm. And when it goes over that edge, there's no stopping anyone. Mm-hmm. So, man, it's tough, man. Yeah. It's tough.
Yeah. And of course, we saw Israel and Iran at it. I mean, it's quite scary. I sit here thinking, good Lord, you know, this is going to spiral completely out of control. The world, I think, should be gearing up for the unprecedented.
That's what everybody's saying, right? People are scared for World War III, you know, and I think that's also fear mongering, right? Just guys, calm down. I don't think it's World War III just yet, but. You know, it's happening to Israel that have been battering Palestine for the past 9 months. Mm. And now the world is picking up their ears and wants to do something. How many families have been lost? How many lives have been lost? In any war, there is never anyone that wins, right? Whether you're on the side of Israel, whether you're on the side of Palestine. But what happened yesterday, for me, is the start of the geopolitical shift that is happening globally, right? And the US's reaction, the British reaction to this, as well as the G7's reaction to this, will determine the trajectory of where we're going over the next couple of months. But we are living in very, very uncertain and very scary times. I actually don't want to see what the repercussions of this are going to be, because at the end of the day, it's lives that will be lost.
And what on earth, that P. Diddy, what on earth?
But you know who I blame? You know
what,
who,
a scumbag.
Who I blame for this is Cat Williams. Was that Cat Williams kingak? And I feel like Cat Williams kisango manyana. He's like, you know what? I'm going to throw the bones. It's either you believe them or you don't believe them. And now we're like,
you know how Cat Williams says it so calmly? You know, like sitting there laying back.
He opened Pandora's box and he said, believe me.
And he said, it's going to be, he said it. He said, watch. He actually said, watch.
And look at what's happening. But for me, more than anything else, is how problematic it is that every single one of those people that is listed there, that has been to those parties, if you've been there once, I can forgive you. If you've been there repeatedly, then it's problematic. Mm-mm. You know, I think about all the names that I've seen on the list of people that have been part of those parties over and over and over again. So they were watching. Because if we're Tala Ntutu Snacks at your place, right? If you invite me to your party, it's Ntutu Snacks. If I'm not up for these things, I'm going to turn around and say, this is not for me. I'm leaving. But to keep coming back, you're part of it. Lefeli ka ofela. All of you need cleansing. Lebata swasho.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.